Hannah Galal, thank you very much for doing this interview with Integrated Media UK. Just a very quick question, and I know that you're in a rush. You're a human rights activist, a lawyer, and one of the characters that had a remarkable role on the uprisings in Libya. Could you just give us a quick overview about the revolutions offline and how do you see it online? How do you think social media could influence our work on human rights, specifically on areas as the Middle East in general, in Libya specifically, and us as women and as groups that sometimes have a lot of constraints and barriers to reach and speak out?
Thank you for the chance. And the social media has helped a lot at the beginning of the revolution. Then it stopped because we were cut out. But at the same time, now I'm using it a lot in raising awareness, in discussions, in meeting people from everywhere, all Libyans within the diaspora, so they become part, engaging them, sending them information. As you know, transparency is not part of the Libyan ethics for a long 42 years. So the new governments, they don't know it. They don't know what's communications with the public. People like me who has been part of the government and still working with the people. So I have a relationship here and here. So it is my responsibility now is to do the communications. So like, for example, finding the draft laws and passing them to the people so they participate, sending them to the diaspora outside. And we do this all through social media. And then we have their input to us, and so we present it. So we create pressure groups to pressure the our governing bodies to respond to us. It's a long process. The social media is helping us to be more effective, to have more networking, to have more input. But it is a long struggle, but it is hopefully with the social media and with our work, we are going to go in the right direction.
Thank you very much. Saying this, we've been quite inspired by your speech. Always love strong women.
Thank you very much. Thank you.